originally scheduled for the second case today has been moved to ninth on the schedule, and we'll proceed with United States versus Figueroa.
Robert E. Saguirre, McAllen, Texas, for Jair. Your Honor, I think this case is on appeal. I really do stand on my brief, but I will start with a comment that was made by the court in the trial record, page 19, where the court acknowledges that the appellant's proffer led to determining drug quantity and base offense level when he stated, but if he in his proffer admits something very serious, you have to consider the seriousness of that. And basically what he admitted was that he was dealing a lot of drugs for a period of a lot of time. This is a case where they only caught the appellant with 5 kilos of cocaine. But what led to it was that at the time of his arrest, after the investigation, quite a bit of money was found in other vehicles that were in another apartment away from where this happened. I'll come into the picture.
Almost $1 million.
Yes, $1 million.
How much cocaine would that
be? That would be at about level 30. It would be... Instead of level 38, it would be like level 32. Level 32 is where we would kind of start off at with this case, had it. But what I'm trying to tell the courts is that it's a chilling effect when a person goes to make a proffer, he's between a hard and rock spot because he's protected by a lot of things, supposedly. In the guidelines, section 1B1.8 protects them. And the reason for it is they want them to, when they do debrief, to tell the truth and all of the truth. And all he did here was verify what the prosecution figured because of some ledgers that were found, and of course the amount of money. But then on the other hand, the proffer, he verified it. Everything else was speculative, as far as I'm concerned. I'll come into the picture a year after these people have already been in jail. So we didn't have much to do.
But wait a minute, the drug ledgers, as I understand it, showed additional sales of 261 kilograms, right?
There was drug ledgers,
right,
that, depending on how you read them, Judge, yes, you could possibly interpret that, yes.
Well, the ledgers actually showed that they charged about $27,000 for each kilo.
Yes.
Roughly. So when you just divide that and look at the ledgers, that gets us up to 261
without his
proffer statement at all.
That is correct.
And we had the 5 that he was, dealing with the sale to the government, right?
Yes. But all of that was verified by the defendant when he proffered. So where, I guess my question, or what I'm trying to say, is where did the proffer help him? A proffer is mainly made to help the defendant in some way, even if it's not through a proffer on a 5K1, which was what I was trying to get. Obviously, I didn't reach that point. But if you don't do it that way, the safety valve proffer, you also have to tell the truth. And really, the evidence that the government had, which I call speculative, but the court may look at it a different way, I just feel like once he verified it through a proffer, he should have been, we should have started at a level 32.
Well, wasn't the reason he didn't get the safety valve, it had to do with his criminal history, right?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The reason he didn't get the safety valve, that had to do with his criminal history.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, and the safety valve, remember, Judge, you have to go and tell the truth.
Right. Oh, yeah, you certainly have to do that. But you also look at the criminal history when you're trying to determine whether safety valve applies. So he might have gotten the benefit of giving that proffer, but he had that criminal history, significant criminal history, and that's really what knocked him out.
Well, if the court looked back, one of the things in the criminal history was that he had crossed over into the United States twice. It wasn't anything aggravating. It wasn't anything with drugs or anything like that 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 he had come back to the United States, got deported, and the very next day came back and got caught again. That was, I thought it was overstated.
Mr. Lee.
May it please the court. My name is Stephen Lee for the United States. The defendant here chose to not contest the drug quantity finding that the government's recommended and that the district court accepted.
Supplemental filing, he did contest it, didn't he?
He withdrew that, actually, at the beginning of the sentencing hearing. There was a filing that his co-defendant made in which he contested the drug quantity finding. But at the beginning of the sentencing, the counsel for both defendants made clear that they were not contesting any facts. They just were asking that the district court sentence the defendants based on just the 5 kilos that were seized, but they did accept the additional quantities that the government was imposing upon them based upon the drug ledgers and the cash that was found at their residences and in their vehicles.
You don't have to rely on waiver here, do you?
Well, and even if there was no waiver in this case, there was no error in the district court's finding, which was based on credible evidence, based on drug ledgers indicating, as the court earlier indicated, the distribution of hundreds of kilograms of cocaine prior to the arrest, as well as the large amount of cash that was found in the defendant's residence vehicles, which itself was equivalent to about 33 kilograms of cocaine. In addition, the defense statements to the government were not proffer protected. He did come to the government and met with the government in an attempt to qualify for the safety valve, but those statements were not proffer protected. And he recognized this at the sentencing hearing in that discussion that he had, that defense counsel had with the district court. And ultimately, all that was to his benefit. He did not qualify for the safety valve, in part because of his criminal history and also because of the leadership role that he had with regards to his co-defendant, his brother. But the district court did sentence him to a below-guideline sentence and did state that it took into account, in part, his acceptance of responsibility and his truthfulness when speaking with the government. Accordingly, the government asked the court affirm the district court sentence, and unless the court has further questions, the government will rest on its brief.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I have nothing for rebuttal.
Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.